News analyst Daniel Shore says even though the U.S. and Russia have a long history of spy scandals, the case of Harold Nicholson stands out for a number of reasons.
At Camp David in 1959, Nikita Khrushchev suggested to President Eisenhower that they pool their payments to double agents to save money. Just a joke, but it underscored awareness of the deadly espionage game going on behind the glad handing. A lot of spy cases have flowed over the dam since then, but none quite as unusual as the Harold Nicholson case. First, for the career path of the suspect. This was no burnt-out case like Aldrich Ames or Edward Lee Howard, with a drinking or drug problem seething with rage at not being promoted. Nicholson was one of the best and brightest types, a model officer who in 16 years had risen from trainee to station chief with a bright future ahead. One shudders to think that the future might have held in store a mole as assistant director. Second, his sheer brazenness, apparently totally unfazed by the conviction of Aldrich Ames, the tightened security, the negative results of his lie detector tests, casually depositing payments in bank accounts he could have known were being monitored. Amid the turmoil about the Ames conviction, he seemed to scorn counterintelligence. Thirdly, his apparent ordinariness. Like Howard and Ames and almost every spy in the past decade, Nicholson's motive appeared to be money, not ideology. But unlike Howard and Ames, there was no expensive home or car. As a divorced father of three, he spent money on things like a Chevrolet and college tuition for his son, and on his courtship of a woman in whom he appeared to be seriously interested, a study in the banality of betrayal. In short, this model officer, with no known reason to betray his trust, defies the profile of the intelligence officer susceptible to hostile recruitment. That means that the procedures put into place in the past 4 years to preclude another catastrophe like the Ames case have been shown to be less than foolproof. And it may be that when loyalty comes down to a matter of money, there can be no foolproof system. This is Daniel Shore.